Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. We are back.
Yeah, did you miss us? It's Thursday, April 14th, 2011. Don't do the math on how long it's been since we had a show last, because you'll be counting too much.
What will happen if you do the math, Jeffrey?
Well, you'll just go, wow, it's been a really long time.
It has been episode 6.57, the 6th annual Ravies show.
Wait, we need some canned applause for that, Stephen. You can't just say the Ravies show and
all right, how about we do this? The 6th annual Ravies show.
There's that song.
It only comes out for the Ravies.
Yeah, but it's a little distorted there. I wonder if we could pull that just a hair.
There you go.
Wow, but welcome. We want to welcome you guys to the Ravies. Adam Sandler was scheduled to be here, and he said, "The Ravies? What's that?"
So, kind of sort of like when he went to throw me the football, and I was like maybe 5 yards away, and he's like, seriously? You're kidding me? Like,
freaking idiot.
Sorry, Adam. I couldn't find the paper. Well,
and he wants you to go deep in a place that's just got 2,000 people in it. It's
like, and because he was at our table, there are like another 2,000 people surrounding our table. So it's not like I could go anywhere.
And there was all of Adam Sandler's people.
And he had quite the entourage, by the way.
We should make a show about that.
We should.
Welcome back. A lot's happened. A lot has happened.
Well, I posted on Facebook and on Twitter.
Didn't know
who's ready for the Ravies.
I saw the tweet,
and we got quite a few responses. Heck yeah, yeah, we've been missing you. Blah blah blah, and a whole bunch of them. And then on Facebook, someone's like, the question is, are you ready for the Ravies?
Oh, we're so ready.
Well, and so I had to say I'm ready, but I've been suffering from an ear infection the last 2 weeks.
Is that why there's a piece of cotton sticking out of your ear?
Yeah, and I can't.
And you don't
and
have
I can't
the
have
the
my
side.
Second
headphone. I assume you didn't want to hear me. So you're kind of tuning me out.
Oh, that's right. You're the I'm doing that.
I'm that part of the channel.
Yes, you still come through on the other channel.
Hello. Is this thing on?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
But it's. You know, I first wake up, you know, one morning and there's like someone stabbing me in the head.
I had that happen once.
Go to the urgent care. Physician on call there says, it's the worst ear infection I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, I'm like, that's not good.
Thanks, dude.
Well, maybe you just came out of medical school.
I've never had an ear infection ever in my life. I called my mom.
Elena had them all the time.
Yeah, but I was like, Mom, did I ever have ear infection? She's like, never had one. I never had one. This was the first one I had, and apparently I did it right. Because he sent me to an ear, nose, and throat, and neck, and head specialist.
ENTHNK?
I don't know.
Next with a K.
So I go in there. This dude has been practicing for 30 years.
Well, then he should be really good at it by now.
And he tells me, this is the worst ear infection I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, this is information you keep to yourself.
I'm like, gosh, I heard that from the urgent care physician.
Yeah, so together you guys can
You think it stops
experience.
There, right?
I would think so.
So, no, I have to go back in because it starts to hurt again. And the physician,
the specialist. You have the worst ear infection of all time?
Yes.
And it should continue to hurt.
And the specialist is on vacation this week.
The ear, nose, throat, head.
Yes.
Neck.
So I go to the other ear, nose, throat, head specialist, who is the guy's son. Okay.
Wow, this guy was old.
Yes, he was old. And so his son is there, and his son's my age. And guess what he said?
This is the worst ear infection I've ever seen in my life.
I'm like, ha! That's what your dad said, dude!
We apparently have consensus.
And actually, he actually threw his dad under the bus. He looked at the chart and he's like, why did he leave you on amoxicillin? Here, let me get... So he put me on a different
horse
antibiotic.
Antibiotics, I hope?
Yeah. I mean, this thing is... These pills are nasty.
Good.
But apparently, that's the antibiotics that's supposed to do the job. I go back in next Tuesday... And next Tuesday, they will look at the ear again, and they will tell me if the infection has been destroyed and whether I can fly or not.
Now, this is
relevant. Why is it important for flying?
because 2 weeks from right now,
New York City, baby,
we should be getting back to our hotel and having our complimentary pizza.
Nice. I'm going to be in New York. I love New York. This is going to be my third time.
Yeah.
This is going to be my third time. So thank you, NFL Rants and Raves listeners out there, because of you, I had never been to New York City, but because of you, I've been. This is going to be my third time.
Absolutely.
My third time in New York. I love that place. I could move there tomorrow.
Radio City Music Hall.
If my wife would let me move there tomorrow, I would move.
Where would you live?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd find a
place.
Are
you a Soho guy? You a Bronx guy? I think you're more of a Queens guy.
No, I don't think I would live in Queens.
I see you near Flushing Meadows. You can play tennis when you need to.
That's right. I'm just going to go play tennis. I just like to sit there and watch people pass me.
Oh, it's an amazing city.
I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Fools Rush In with Matthew Perry and Salma Hayek.
No.
It's kind of mine and Trish's movie. Anyways, he's trying to
Fools
get her
Rush
to move.
In. Mine and Trish's movie. That's,
he's going to try.
That sounds funny.
Well, the deal is he's a white guy. He has no brothers and sisters. His family consists of him, his mom, his dad. She's a Latina, and she takes him to go to dinner. And there are about 50 people, and he's like, "This is your family?" And she's like, "I guess some people couldn't make it."
No, I see the similarities.
So you see the similarities. So that's
a very small family. Yours is enormous.
Yes. And so anyways, he's trying to get her to move to New York because they live in Las Vegas, and that's where her family is. All her family's there, and he's trying to get her to move to New York, and he's like, "You know, there's a place in New York City. If you sit there long enough, everybody in the city walks by you."
That's not true.
And then she goes, "Well, there's a place in the desert just outside Las Vegas that if you stay there long enough, nobody will ever bother you and no one will ever find you and you'll die."
See, that I believe.
So I was like, huh. What, you don't think the whole city can pass you by? There's not a spot there?
Because some people just live uptown. Some people live midtown. Some people live downtown.
Well, maybe he's talking about a specific part of the city.
Leave him alone! It's a big island!
It's not a big island. I could run around the island in an hour.
By the way, Radio City Music Hall is just a half mile walk from the part of Central
I'm
Park.
I'm not
you
walking. I am not walking.
Why?
I am injured, dude. I've got an ear that's busted. I got a hole in my head. My eardrum burst.
I know you got a hole in your head where the rain comes
in. I'm not doing it.
No,
not,
you're not
going to
be allowed to. First of all, our hotel is 0.4 miles from Radio City Music Hall.
That's nice. How do we manage that?
It's expensive.
Oh,
but
it's
in the Holiday Inn range.
I'm never going to see any money from doing this show.
That's
By the
true.
Way,
that's true.
Where is the new where's my Pepsi? Where's the cooler with the ice and the Pepsi? There's a new contract that we signed.
I barely remember that.
Come on.
Well, cue it up and play it back for me.
Oh, okay.
You don't
so
have
that's
it.
The only way the contract comes out is if I cue it up and play it back. Because I'll stop the show right now and I'll find it. I need my cooler full of Pepsi.
That was the deal. That's next season.
Oh, and this is the final show of season
six. Exactly.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. So I'm going to let it slide right now.
I have a meeting with that guy tomorrow.
I'm telling you.
A meeting with that guy tomorrow.
Okay, I'm glad.
I had lots of meetings with the other guys.
Do I need to go to a meeting?
I would love you to go to the meeting tomorrow because you don't even remember the guy that I'm meeting with.
I don't.
Which is kind of going to hurt his feelings.
I'm sorry.
5 years ago, we had drinks at Beckham's Grill Bar.
I don't even know what Beckham's is.
That fancy restaurant next to the Pasadena Athletic
Club. Speaking of which, you know what we need to do next week?
What?
We need to have our lunch.
No, duh.
So that I can get
Dude,
you to
I'm
go
putting
run
on weight.
Naked. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, nice.
That is great.
I'm just doing it for the video. Because it wouldn't be cool if I was like in really
weight.
Good shape.
Well, then apparently you're taking my weight because this ear infection has made me lose weight. I have lost weight.
I think your head was so big from your ego that when your eardrum burst and all the goo came out, your head came down to
ego.
Size.
Now I got to have an ego.
You got a smaller head now, so you weigh less.
Yeah.
And the human, or maybe you're not as smart because the human brain weighs 13
hilarious.
Pounds. The human brain weighs 13 pounds. Maybe yours weighs 10 now.
You're hilarious.
I'm trying.
Yes.
You throw enough crap against the wall, something's going to stick.
Something
sometimes.
Will stick
sometimes.
Eventually.
Sometimes.
But you know what, Jeffrey?
What, my man?
It's time for some NFL news. Man, I missed that bell. I haven't played that bell in I don't know how long.
Long time.
A long time.
When did we do the last show? When did we?
I don't know. I could tell you if you wait just one moment.
Oh, I can look.
I can tell
podcast,
you.
Podcast, NFL Rants Raves, State of the NFL, 319-11. So it's
wow, it's been a month.
NFL Rants Raves.
It hasn't
this
been a month.
Stephen
Whoa,
Bino.
Hey, hold on 1 second. There you go. I'm sorry.
I thought me. I did that.
Yeah,
I'm
you did.
I'm floundering for. I didn't, Stephen.
319, dude. A month.
Yeah.
Yep, it's yep, been
yep,
a month.
Yep. And what a month it's been. Well, so here's the deal. So
you know what I'm. You know what I'm actually the sixth annual Ravies. I might hang it up. This is going to be Jeffrey. Are you ready for this? This is going to probably freak some people out.
Well, we've already lost show donors.
We did.
Yeah. They said, you know, I'm. It's not that you guys haven't done anything for me lately, but
you haven't done anything for me
well, lately.
Yeah, we haven't.
And I don't blame them.
We haven't done any new shows. But Jeffrey, this coming up here.
Yeah.
Wow. Show 381.
381.
We are 19 episodes from 400.
And we made a really big deal about 300.
So 400 is going to be, I mean, it's going to be off the hook.
Why don't we just do 500 massive? Why does it have to be every? We didn't memorialize
every
200.
100, usually,
we didn't memorialize 100.
Because we were stupid back then. But now we're smart, and we know how to
do it
right. We're
getting more organized. Let me tell you about Steven and how organized he is. I walked into his bedroom, our studio.
Yes.
And there is a beautiful PowerPoint deck going here that
yes.
says Six Annual Ravies, NFL Rants and Raves with Steven Rand and Jeff Ellis. It is lovely. A nice purple
yes.
color.
And you know what happens when
the
I go
gold.
From there? We go to announce our first category. There'll be a slide with the category and the names of the people who've been nominated for the
now,
category.
Do they come in one at a time and do a cool dissolve?
I was going to do that, but I said, nah, we don't need that.
And we really don't. One of the things I've been trying, when I talk to our guys today,
yes.
video and audio, is that I do not want perfection. I want very good.
I am going to then put those, once we're done with the show and I'm actually waiting for stuff to upload, I am going to put those nice little animated things and I'm going to send it to our, and I'm going to send it to our, to our show donors.
Oh, wow. They can have the PowerPoint deck from the Ravy show.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Will we sign it digitally?
I don't think you could. Well, I can. I actually have a digital signature.
I have a digital signature.
Well, send it to me and we'll put it on the front page.
We'll sign it. This is the lamest.
You know what? The best listener category this year?
Yeah.
Closest it's ever been.
Wow.
Closest it has ever been. I believe like 6 or 7 votes was the difference.
That's amazing.
Yeah, there.
I did vote, didn't I?
You did.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure I voted early.
Yeah, you were the second vote. I voted first.
Good.
You voted second, and then a whole slew of people. We actually had, are you ready for this? 192 show donors come and vote on the site.
Wow.
That's pretty good. 192
That's
show
great.
Donors came out and voted, and we thank you. We thank you, one, for donating to the show, and two, for taking the time and voting on our nice little Ravy show.
Just so you know, for the show donors, we have done a few things.
Yes.
I want to
and actually, now that I am...
The Doc Down South, I got to give a shout-out to.
Yes,
Doc
yes.
Down South put together a level.
A level?
Lovely Google Doc for the Rants and Raves mock draft.
Yes, I just submitted the Dallas Cowboys pick at number 9.
Yes, Tyron Smith.
Yes.
And
which, by the way, Jerry Jones isn't going to do, but he should probably listen to me.
Well, there you go. Nobody jumped in the first couple days to take the Tennessee Titans. So Titans fans, you guys need to represent. So I had to step in and be the Titans fan. And so I made the pick for the Titans because they're picking wherever they're picking 8th.
Yeah.
I had to step in so that the draft could keep moving. But we have a problem. We have to call out Jamie M.
Come
in Northern
on,
Ireland.
Dude.
I sent him an email.
Yeah.
Like this morning.
Make your pick.
I'm like, dude, you've been on the clock for a while.
Yes.
And he's holding up the draft there with the
Maybe
Washington
Jamie
Redskins.
Thought that he didn't have to make his pick until the Redskins made their pick.
Yeah.
Why isn't Ed the Redskins representative?
He didn't get his email in fast enough. It was first come, first serve.
Way to go, Ed.
Yeah, nice one, Ed. He's probably working.
Okay, no. we'll give him some slack.
So we've been so doing
quick,
things
let's do
for
some news,
Ruby.
Let's do some
I'd love
news.
To do some news.
Because we got to get going. We got a rabies. We got 15 categories to give awards out to.
And to the best of my knowledge here, we've got like 40 minutes to get this done. We've got to fly.
Yes.
We'll let it go a little longer.
Yeah, it's going
to. It's the rabies. Come on. Yes. Does the Academy Awards ever end on time?
But we should start warning people, though, about it. Well, never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
Don't. Let's but it's just, good. The thing Steven's not saying is really good.
Okay.
If it happens.
Okay.
It's really good.
Yes.
Okay. Now let me hit the labor situation.
Okay,
shall I?
Quickly. Okay. Quickly, because I have numbered it. As a matter
I know
of fact,
you did,
I'm taking off my. I'm not. All right. Not listening.
He's taking off half his headphones because he only had half on anyways because of his ear and the hole in his head. So the NFL and its locked out players started talking again today, and they talked all day. This is really good. There has been productivity. There's been movement forward. The judge in the Minnesota district who was handed this case decided to not rule immediately on the player's request that they terminate the lockout that the owners had imposed. And she said that she was going to take some time, which is what was expected for her to deliberate on this. And then a few days after she began her deliberations, she ordered the two sides back to mediation. And then immediately the owner said, that's cool. We like that. Let's go back to New York or D.C. and let's mediate some more in D.C. And the player said, yeah, no, we want to keep it here in Minnesota. And then they fought about that. And the judge said, no, you'll do it here in Minnesota. And so they're going with one of the judges from the same court that this gal that's handling the case for the two
Judge
sides.
Wapner?
No, it's a gal, and Judge Wapner wore dresses, but he was very male. So the two sides, what I like about this, Steven? So the two sides have been back together meeting today. On Tuesday, the players met, I believe, with this mediator, and then on Wednesday, the owners met with the mediator, and now today they began mediating together. But here's what I like. This is the first time I can think of in a while. First of all, this is the first time they've talked in over a month.
Right.
It was the 11th that everything broke up last time.
Okay.
And I remember that day very well because it was very depressing.
I'm not very happy with owners or players right now. So
neither am I, and I want to encourage people, get out to our website, NFLRNR.com, and you can see my piece called What This Fan Wants. Because you know what? Neither one of these sides gives a rip-roaring butt flies, licking, toenail, jabbing.
That's why I'm not
scummy,
listening. I still haven't
gross.
Listened to anything he said.
And so I wrote a piece from the fans' point of view saying, here's what we want. And people go, why does it look like Jeff's taking a dump in the desert? I'm like, well, that's how it feels. And so go out and read that. It's
wow.
a nice 700-plus word
What the
column.
League and the players are doing to you, it feels like you're taking a dump in the desert? It
feels like that's being done to me. It's gross.
Oh,
it leaves me feeling like that. It's all gross. And so what I did is I kind of pointed to that the things that us fans care about most passionately,
yeah,
nobody is talking about. What do fans do? Fans want new stadiums, Steven?
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. Do fans, you're not really listening. Do fans want.
I told you I wasn't.
Yeah, I know. But do fans want.
18 games?
Do they want 18 games?
No.
Do fans want.
Personal seat licenses?
PSLs.
No.
Well, they're not talking about that because that is something fans want gone.
Right.
And that's not on the table. That's not one of the things being discussed. Yes. Anyway, so I go through in this
piece. You know what?
This piece.
I think as a fan, I just decided right now, I'm going to lock out the players and the owners together.
You're welcome to do that.
I'm locking them out. I'm not paying them any money. I'm canceling any NFL-related things that I have.
Yeah.
And they're not
You're
getting my money.
Subscribing to our show.
I'm yeah, exactly. And
I'll
that's
show
it.
Us.
And I will be done with the NFL.
Well, Steven, this is the point, is that everyone is currently getting hurt because of this nonsense.
Yeah.
You think of the people that work at the stadiums. You think of the people that work in the PR departments mm-hmm. for these teams. You think of the people that just CeCe's Pizza there. I mean, yeah, they get $70 a game to park a car per week. I mean, they make a fortune. But just the people that come to visit the stadium and have pizza there, those people aren't coming.
Yeah.
They're not coming because, you know what? We're all sick and tired of all this nonsense. And it's just, it's gotten ridiculous, but they're back talking. And I have a theory.
If the players are locked out, why are they allowed to use players' images and likenesses on their website.
I suspect that's a completely different contract.
Huh.
Because the likeness and image of the players, like video games, like Madden 11 that's coming out,
yes,
that's already been predetermined in a completely different contract.
Right, but I'm talking about right now, today, they're locked out of the NFL, the players are.
Correct.
Yet I see a picture of T.O., and I see a picture of Mike Vick, I see a picture of Leinart.
Well, Leinart's not really in the league, so his image is just, that was mean. That was mean. I think they photoshopped that Texans cap. I've seen Jerry Glanville. What the heck's he doing?
Well, that's actually a nice article saying.
How about that for me pulling Jerry Glanville?
NFL coaches that are now coaching in the UFL are ready to pounce and sign undrafted rookies.
Okay, so here's one of my questions, and I almost called Sam Farmer on the way over to your house.
Yes.
Because I have a question that I cannot figure out. But
I will answer it for you. Just ask away.
You won't know.
Okay, try
okay, okay, I will try you.
Okay.
Because it involves the labor dispute, which you've humnumbered, so I assume that you don't think about it.
Not much, but I still know stuff.
This is a really complex question. What is to prevent teams from trading or from making the preparations to trade players? We have had bandied about the names Kevin Cobb, Mark Bulger, all sorts, Matt Hasselbeck,
until CBA's back in business, they can't.
Why can't the Philadelphia Eagles talk to whomever they want about a trade in principle?
Oh, they could talk to anybody else, absolutely, but it cannot happen until the CBA is done.
But they can still do the deals through back channels and just keep it off the
books. But there is no deal. You know what? There's no deal done until it's signed.
I understand that, but now as we get ready for the draft in 2 weeks. Because this is one of the things that's bothering me is I go through all my iterations.
Not going to be able to draft any players.
As I go through, because we don't have free agency,
yep,
that is having a significant impact on whom you draft, right?
Okay.
Because, the fact is out of the top 9 teams drafting, and I do have my draft order here, so let me tell you. Of the top 9 teams drafting, what you have, Carolina, you tell me, show your fingers, who needs a quarterback as I tick off the top... the top 10 teams in the draft, and you tick off in your fingers if they need a quarterback.
Okay, I'll just say, I'll give you a yes. How about that?
Okay, I will count it on my fingers since you're too lazy to count your
fingers. I am.
Carolina Panthers.
Yes.
Denver Broncos.
Say maybe.
Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
Arizona Cardinals.
Yes.
Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
San Francisco 49ers.
Actually, I'm
going to
take, you know what?
Thank you.
Colt McCoy.
Yes, Colt might be fine.
Might be okay there in Cleveland. So I'm taking
San Francisco
that
49ers.
Yes.
Tennessee Titans.
Yes.
Dallas Cowboys.
No.
Okay, that's 7.5, Steven. Of the top 10 teams need a quarterback.
Well, and then number 10 is Washington. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That's 8.5 out of the top 10.
Okay. So this is my point. We have some free agent quarterbacks or trade worthy quarterbacks. Mark Bulger, Kevin Cobb, Matt Hasselbeck, things like that, who could move around and possibly fill those needs so they don't have to take a quarterback in what is considered not a exceptional quarterback draft class, correct?
I don't believe that there will be anything done prior to the draft. Therefore, no one's moving prior to the draft. So you better not be dependent on making a trade. You better get what you need.
Well, look, I believe so strongly that this class of quarterbacks, maybe one out of the 7 big guys, and there's only 2 big guys generally. There's Gabbert and there's Cam Newton. Yeah, those are the only 2 guys that are seriously considered to be the top 2. And
Jake Locker
is the next guy. Okay, I explained in our mock draft why I didn't take him with Tennessee in the 8th pick because I was way too high for him. He's a 2nd round quarterback. In this draft, given the talent in this draft pool, which is skewed heavily to the defensive side of the ball. And so why don't teams go and make these little backdoor deals so they can more confidently? What normally happens is we have the period of trading and free agency so that you know going into the draft exactly what your team's needs are. And now because we haven't had that, now you're having to draft into a void where you could potentially go and trade or get a free agent signing that would take care of and alleviate that need, and you could go on and continue the draft. You see what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you.
Okay, so why not, if I'm the Eagles, the Arizona Cardinals, yes, you can have Kevin Cobb, and so you can not worry about drafting a quarterback, and you can actually start to make your team better. And, boy, in the mock draft, the
I understand where you're going, but it's a, as Joey would say, it's a moo point.
It's a moo point. Moo.
It's a cow's opinion. Moo.
It's a cow's opinion.
It's moo.
I don't remember that one, but I love Joey. Love Joey. Got sucked into an episode last night. I just wanted to go to bed.
I know.
And I got sucked in.
I hate stupid KTLA because 11 o'clock.
Exactly. I want to go to bed. Yep, don't show me Friends.
Oh, man. Then you get sucked in. You start laughing. I'm like, okay.
God, that show was brilliant.
Oh.
Okay, so we're back talking again. Yes. And that's good. That's very, very good. And here's what I like most about the talks. I can't think of the last time all of the principals were actually in the room, and I don't mean school principals. I mean Demarest Smith. I mean Commissioner Goodell. The big bats are there. Robert Kraft of the New England Patriots, one of the top owners. And you've actually got the people there. Ben Lieber, Mike Vrabel, who have got the lawsuit in place on behalf of the players. You don't have Brady and you don't have Brady and New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees. You don't have Brady and Brees there, or Peyton Manning, which I think would help.
Yeah.
But this is the most big names that we've had at the negotiating table.
I actually, outside of Blaine Gabbert, I really have lukewarm feelings about everybody else, including Cam Newton.
I agree. I don't think that's my point, Steven. Everyone wants Shane Luck that's coming out next year from Stanford, and he may not even come out next year. He could choose to stay another year, and everyone's holding their breath for him.
Isn't he a senior next year?
He's only going to be a junior. Oh, kid's a stud.
There's always Matt Leinart.
There's always Matty. Trust me, you can have Matty for a song.
Matt Leinart.
Why is he pictured there so prominently in NFL.com?
He's not. It says in quotes, he's not going to give up on the NFL. Hey, Matt.
The NFL gave up on you a long time ago, bro.
Give up.
So, Now, this story just amuses the heck out of me. We generally don't talk about people who aren't in the league. Jamarcus Russell, we got a slam.
I was getting ready to do the
Is there anything better than kicking
boy.
A man when he's down?
I don't know. I don't like to kick people when they're down.
I take a okay, so at Jordan's baseball game this afternoon,
yes.
There were two guys racing their motorcycles.
Did you kick
on
somebody
the side
when they
street.
Were down?
There's foul balls being hit off like mad onto this side street where there's motorcycles literally doing over 100 miles an hour.
Okay.
I
Sounds
see one
like
foul ball coming
in
and, oh, dude, we're down in the wrong side of LA, okay?
So tell me about the foul ball.
Well, all it took was one foul ball to be in the wrong place for a motorcycle going 100 miles an hour and he becomes a human torpedo.
Yeah.
I wasn't necessarily wishing for it, but if it had happened...
It would have been it's your fault.
You're an idiot.
Were they at least wearing helmets?
Oh, sure.
Okay, good.
But they were going 100 mile an hour on surface streets.
You know what?
Where cars are pulling in and out from driveways.
Idiots on crotch rockets.
Okay, nice. I like that. This brings me to Jamarcus Russell.
Okay.
Do you see the logic?
He's an idiot.
There you go.
I don't think he has a crotch rocket.
Look, I'm not going to get near Jamarcus Russell's crotch.
Rocket.
However, John Lucas... Who's John Lucas? He's a personal life coach.
I was about to say, is he related to George?
No, if he was, then he is. But
because I narrowly missed meeting George, by the way, Lucas. That is. I was invited to a function. He was
how
there.
How many decades ago?
Just a few months ago, actually. A
few months ago,
and I missed it, unfortunately, and so I missed meeting George.
Wow.
But anyways, I got invited to the similar function again. In June, I'm going to that one. Spielberg's going to be this. I want to get to meet Spielberg and chat with
him. Who's doing this? Is this through the old job?
No. Good buddy who's become a good buddy. One of the fathers of the little kids that
will be my buddy? I need a buddy.
Lee probably would. I've been coaching his son Travis for 6 years now.
I know Travis. I helped Travis. I helped him.
I know Travis.
I did. So Lee, I'm a great on deck coach.
Lee's a first assistant director. He's been the first AD for like 20 years.
Wow.
And he gets to go to these like director things and The next one is in June, and Steven Spielberg is going to be there.
So a guy who may or may not have any relationship with George Lucas, John, is no longer serving as J. Russell's life coach, according to Yahoo
What's
Sports.
A life coach?
Well, Steven, in my role as a counselor, when I work with business people...
You're a life coach?
They often prefer that to psychotherapist.
I see.
Shrink. Counselor.
I see. So,
and so, you know...
So did his life coach... psychotherapist, whatever you want to call him.
I don't know. I don't know what his credentials are.
He quit on
J. Russell.
So he just said, "Hey, J. Dog, I'm out."
Yeah, pretty much. And this comes on the
heels.
And
how does J. Dog, your J. Dog, how does he feel that, you know, people might be calling Jamarcus Russell J. Dog?
Well, he knows it's very temporary because he'll be quickly forgotten. And no one calls Jamarcus Russell J. Dog. They may call him J. Hippopotamus, but they don't call him J. Dog. And if he is a dog, he's a bulldog.
Jay, Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
There you go.
All right.
So the 6'6" Russell lost motivation after initially working hard. And Lucas, tired of working with an unresponsive Russell, bailed out. This is after Charles Barkley. Sir Charles tried to have reason with this lad and bring some sense to him. Because if anyone knows doing things half-assed.
I need some purple drink.
Yeah, I really do.
Give me the purple drink.
So, anyways, yeah, Jamarcus Russell, he's
all
still
right, I
out
think
there.
Let's just move
and
on.
The,
we'll do
the
one
life
more.
Coach
let's
says
do the,
this.
Let's
Such
do the good old boy,
talent.
And then we
got
to get to the raid. We got to get to the raid.
We do. We really right. do.
So let's go to this.
Just a good old boy.
He's a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
He means nobody no harm.
It's all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
That's what he was. He's a good old boy.
Who is he, Steven?
I don't know. You said you had that info.
You're kidding. You just took my word for it and didn't even have it set up?
I did. You
we
said
are talking about a man that when we have football again, Steven, when we have football again, we'll be missing the first few games.
Why? What'd he do? Who is it?
We're talking about Tennessee Titans stellar wide receiver Kenny Britt.
Oh, Kenny.
Now, this is a good one. This is just one of those.
Kenny.
This is one of those dumb old arrests that you just really have to shake your head and go,
What are you thinking now?
This is what's so beautiful. Tennessee Titans wide receiver, according to Associated Press, Kenny Britt arrested in his hometown of Bayonne, New Jersey on Tuesday after an officer reported seeing him speeding. Britt, 22, faces charges of eluding the officer, hindering apprehension, and obstructing governmental function. Bayonne Police Chief Robert Kubert said. Now, Britt was driving his blue Porsche at 71 miles an hour in a 50-mile-an-hour zone Tuesday, according to Kubert, who said Britt drove away from the officer and was eventually found on the side street walking away from the car. Kubert said Britt first denied being in the car. That wasn't my car, man. Then denied driving, and then finally admitted he was behind the wheel, and this is with a suspended license. Kenny Britt.
And then earlier this year, wasn't he like what was the charge? A theft by deception.
I don't remember that one. That I like that one.
Theft by deception. Yeah, wow. That's
civil litigation in January for not paying a bail bondsman who helped bail a buddy out of jail and didn't pay the bail bondsman back. Those are the wrong people to piss off.
That's the bail one. Yeah, that's the theft by deception one.
And then the bar fight in October in Nashville. Fortunately, Jeff Fisher is no longer the coach, so he doesn't have to deal with Coach Fish coming after him.
Yeah, well, since it's been a while, can I tell you some other arrests
well,
that have happened since we last did a show?
This is what I'm saying. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 guys arrested.
Chiefs linebacker Mike Vrabel.
Which, by the way, he's one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit against the owners.
Oh, gosh. Way
he's
to
one
go.
Of the ones saying, you're not letting me do my job.
On the 3rd of this month, Raiders wide receiver Lewis Murphy was arrested for possession of drug without a valid prescription.
By the way,
so,
do you know what prescription
was?
It's a little blue pill.
Really?
It's a little blue pill.
I thought the prescription was marijuana. He had marijuana,
but
he didn't have
unlabeled Viagra possession.
What do you mean unlabeled Viagra?
I don't know.
You just buy Viagra like online? You need a prescription for it?
Yes, it's a prescription medicine. You don't go to Savons and get it.
I thought you just... Well,
what you get online are natural male enhancements, Steven. They're nature's way of
On the 30th of March, Buccaneers cornerback Aqib Talib was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
And that'd be his car, I think.
Oh, man.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, guy like that. Chris Cook was brandishing a gun.
On Jason the 25th, Jason Peters.
Multiple charges.
Arrested for playing loud music and disturbing the peace.
Nice.
And on the same day, Packers defensive lineman Johnny Jolly was arrested for possession of
Purple drag time.
Give it a drag. What? Oh, and how can I be forgetting the Dallas Cowboy cornerback Bryant McCann arrested for public intoxication? At least that one I can understand, because I've been around people who have been intoxicated in public. Co-host. But
how public is it? It was so late.
It was late. It was almost
the bar was full, but once we left the bar, once I was thrown out, it was not very public because there was nobody on the streets.
And the final one was Raiders Mario Henderson, who was arrested for carrying a concealed firearm.
Gun possession.
So that's a lot of... You know what it is, Jeffrey?
Too much time on my hands. Take it away.
Too much time.
Nah, I just don't know what to do with myself.
That's a lot. You know, because like prior to that, prior to the 19th, there wasn't anything until the 25th of February. So that's a lot of time there that, you know, I guess the 25th of February, you're still kind of coming off the Super Bowl high and stuff. And then the lockout happens in March, the beginning of March.
Super Bowl high? Where's my purple drink? Sorry.
Beginning of March, we ain't got nothing to do.
Well, and we
can't practice.
Steven, we
I can't even work out at the school because they kicked me out, says Greg Olson.
We haven't even talked about injuries.
That's
we
right.
We haven't even talked about Chad Henne blowing out his MCL playing pickup basketball.
Don't be playing pickup basketball.
What are you guys doing? I told you guys you got to go into a hyperbaric chamber until this is resolved. Because if any of y'all get hurt,
seriously, hyperbaric chamber,
you will never get paid again.
That's where you're going with the hyperbaric chamber, huh?
Why not? Steven, they have to. They cannot get hurt. And they can't even work out. That's all covered in my article.
They can't get hurt. They can get hurt. They get hurt more than they get hurt all the time.
You'll get cut.
You'll get cut.
Because contracts are not guaranteed. Right? So once we get back to playing football, guess what, Chad? Chad was going to be a free agent, but guess what? He's done. He's going to be looking at making comeback player of the year for. He's going to get the hat trick.
What?
If he pulls this off.
Yeah,
third time coming back from injuries. What are you clicking around there?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my.
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to get the presentation for the
Ravens.
I'm
trying to drive you to the stall.
Trying to
drive you to the Piggly Wiggly.
All right. Come on. Let's set it up
for you. You need more time?
Da-da-da-da.
Four, three, two, one, out. Did you find it?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
The sixth annual Ravies, Jeffrey. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Today the fifth. Today the fourth or the third.
I'm your host, Steven Miranda.
And I'm your host, Jeff Ellis. And
we
are here at the Ravies.
Sixth annual Ravies, baby. 6 years of
beautiful
Ravies.
Beautiful Figueroa Street in downtown Altadena. The people have come out in throngs for the red carpet.
The red carpet was fun this year.
I knocked on the door. Yes, I knocked on the door and Elena said, "Who is it?" And I said, "A stranger." And she opened the door enthusiastically for Uncle Jeff.
I yelled and said, "Uncle Jeff is coming. Open the door."
She said, "Who is it?" And I said, "A stranger." And she opened the door and I said, "Don't you know?
Did you disguise your voice when you said stranger?"
And I had my face against the glass.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she knew it was you.
Yeah, probably. But I told her, never open the door for strangers.
That's right.
And I identified myself as a stranger.
Jeffrey, the sixth annual Ravies concludes season six of NFL Rants and Raves, brings us to the conclusion of another fabulous season, which got us to places like New York, Philadelphia,
we did two
New
games
York,
there.
London, Dallas. And the Super Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Awesome. What a
so
great
Steven,
year.
Let me
it's been
tell
a great
you,
year.
Buddy, today.
Today.
I before my first meeting with our audio guy, I started for the first time watching the Super Bowl.
I was about to say, did you cry or something?
I started to watch the Super Bowl. I saw the first quarter.
Did you see the horrible rendition of the national anthem?
I did, and it would have been awful if she had gotten the words right. It would have been bad because it was really long and embellished, which I don't care for.
Yes.
Red
neck? Like, is
red,
that what you said?
No, red
and
glare.
The Rockets,
like,
red
it
nap.
It could just go, and the Rockets, red glare, the bombs bursting in the air. I mean, yeah, I spent
Christina
all
Aguilera.
That in the... I know.
Christina
it's all
Aguilera.
The embellishment. And then to botch the words, there were no ramparts.
Jeffrey.
And I was so disappointed.
Whitney Houston's national anthem?
That was long.
Went 4 minutes, 46 seconds.
Yeah.
4 minutes, 46 seconds.
And it was really
you know
good.
What the usual... Over under is for the national anthem is super because it's something that you can bet on. By the way,
only in the UK.
Only no in the United States is too. On
okay.
It's a prop wager line at most Vegas casinos.
I would say three and a half minutes.
The over under is usually right around 202.
Really,
is the over under for
Will
the
you
national
time
anthem?
Time me doing it, Steven?
No, I'm not going to time you doing it. But Whitney Houston's
4 minutes,
4:46, shy. 14 seconds shy of 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I remember
so Christina Aguilera's was, I think, 2:15. It's not that bad.
What was bad is that it was
2:15 and she didn't even sing the whole thing.
She left the part out. What it was, so here, I'm watching the game, Steven.
Yeah.
They cut to our troops.
Really?
While she's, well, they got a lot of time to kill.
Yeah.
She's dragging it out too long. So they're showing players. They're showing Ben Roethlisberger tearing up a little bit. So have you seen the game?
No.
Okay. Do you have a DVR
I
anywhere?
Saw, yeah, I do. I still have it. I couldn't get through the national anthem.
Okay. Well, I did. And I saw the gal from Glee sing America the Beautiful, which was cool.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Well, you took a picture of it, and I'm like, what's that? And you said, it's so-and-so. Well, now I know who it was.
No, I took a picture. The picture that you did not know who it was...
Oh, that was the recipient of the Walter Payton
Purge
Award. Yes,
there you go.
How's that for a memory?
That's a good memory.
Fish oil pills, people. Fish oil pills.
Huh? You've been taking some Ginkgo biloba.
No, just my fish oil.
And the Ginkgo biloba.
Okay, maybe the Ginkgo
biloba. Do you remember the Ginkgo biloba?
Jabba the Hutt. Okay, so...
I bought some the other day thinking it would help my memory, and then I came back and put it in the... In the bathroom, and there were two more bottles there.
Who'd you steal it from?
I didn't steal it.
I just made that joke up.
I did. I was like, how
you
modified for your memory, and then you come
you
back.
Modified
and
you modified the joke. God, there's two other bottles there.
Yeah,
you modified the joke from somewhere.
Nope.
Okay, well,
try and find it somewhere.
No, kudos to you, man.
Apparently, Jeff
original
doesn't
comedy.
Think I can come up with original material on my own.
More often than not, you're spouting lines from movies you love.
From movies or from friends.
I'm not ridiculing. I'm just
no,
stunned.
I don't think
I'm
there
like,
was ever
was
a
good.
Ginkgo biloba episode on Friends.
Yeah, so my favorite thing, I was in China once, and everyone buys Chinese ginseng because they think it's the best.
That's tea,
I was
isn't
in,
it?
No, ginseng is... It's
not
a root.
Tea.
It's a root.
Okay.
And it's got...
It's a root that
it's
makes
supposed
tea.
To have health benefits. Well, you can make ginseng tea if you want, but it's a root. Steve is cracking himself
I'm
up
sorry.
Over there.
You know what? This is
You're
the
killing
worst
my joke.
Intro
You're killing my
to
joke.
The rabies. Oh, I'm sorry. Good. Continue with your joke.
Thanks.
Because you
so
can't
I'm
make
a,
jokes
so
on
I'm
your
in a
own.
Store.
Who did you steal that from?
I lived it. So I'm in a store in China, and what do I see but a package of real American ginseng?
What?
Real American ginseng. Because for the Chinese, it's cool if it's American.
Because if it's American ginseng, it's better
it's
than
better
Chinese,
than Chinese
ginseng.
Ginseng. And Americans pay too much for Chinese ginseng, and Chinese pay too much for American ginseng. If we just eat our own ginseng, we wouldn't have any of these problems with trade.
What the hell happened to my Peyton Manning?
I don't know, but what's that horse doing to Who is that?
That's Brett Favre.
What's that horse with a mane of hair doing to Brett Favre? Oh my god, that's disgusting.
You know what? My daughter's been in my room.
That's a unicorn. Oh my god. You know what? Jed Sturgis, I just figured out what the photos were. It was a unicorn.
She said she's never even met Brett. Did you hear that?
I saw the interview. It was fantastic.
Yes?
I saw the interview.
I didn't see
that.
But Steven,
it wasn't his wee-wee. It was a unicorn's horn. I figured it out.
We gotta take a picture.
I've got the photo right here.
A picture of that.
And it being under the red light of on the air, it makes it that much seedier, doesn't it? We're in the red light district here at Rants and Raves.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red lights. Ooh, red lights.
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Welcome. That was our open for the Raves.
That was the opening.
By the way, we were funnier than the Academy Awards.
We need to make fun. Hold on one second. Hold on. And so
we were way funnier than the people who did the Academy Awards, Stephen. They sucked. Anne Hathaway, I love her.
She's great.
I love her.
553 costume changes were phenomenal.
And
each dress kept getting slinkier, and she started showing more, and by the time she got to the end, I was like...
You weren't at the after party with me where she was completely naked.
You wish.
Okay, no, that was my dream.
Okay, but Steven, wish or a dream?
She is my soulmate.
How does Dee Dee feel about that?
She's in San Francisco. What does it matter?
And unlike my wife, she never listens to the show, exactly. So you can get away with things like that. There you go.
So Anne Hathaway is my soulmate.
I'm actually going to block all of Trisha's IP addresses so she can no longer listen to the show.
Hmm. How do phones assign IP addresses?
They pick them up from whatever network.
Yeah,
there, huh?
See, I don't think you can actually block it.
But I have her phone, so I could get the MAC address, and I could block a MAC address.
Yeah, and so for any of you listeners out there, don't piss us off.
I will just block
you.
You'll never be able to download the show ever
denied.
Again. All right, well, that brings us to the fast category. And the first category, Jeffrey, is a category that, you know.
Speaking of Chad Henne, a past winner, not in Rants and Raves land.
And here we are, you and I, we're coming back after a month layoff, basically.
Yes.
And we're starting with the comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year is an award.
It's the player that came back. There you go. He's the player that comes back.
The nominee,
Seattle
Seahawks wide receiver Mike Williams.
Not the rookie Mike Williams, but the other Mike Williams who had originally been drafted by Detroit and then went away.
A huge disappointment.
And then came back and had a great season there. Brandon Lloyd, wide receiver of the Denver Broncos, who, you know, he had been in obscurity going from team. I think it was with the Redskins. And then he came to Denver and boom, over 100 receptions. And had a great season. Mike Vick, quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. We all know his story of where he was.
Oh, yeah. Leavenworth. Look, how many people have come back
season,
from prison?
Spending the season backing up Donovan McNabb and then really getting in for a play here or there, you know, kind of like old McDonald had a farm. But
E-I-E-I-O.
Brian Urlacher, linebacker for the Chicago Bears, coming back from a very serious injury.
Now, he's been comeback player of the year before. He's a two-time nominee.
And linebacker E.J. Henderson of the Minnesota Vikings. Jeffrey.
This was a good one.
Yeah, it was. And let's get the show started. The winner of comeback player of the year is Michael Vick, quarterback, Philadelphia Eagles, with 166 votes, 52% of the votes, Jeffrey. That's a lot of votes right there. That's right, Emma. 52% of the votes. Mind you, this is not the margin of victory.
No, but I'm for Mike Vick. I mean, that's terrific for him.
Yeah, it is. Congratulations.
It's very terrific.
Mike Vick sent me a text, apologized for not being able to be here to accept this award this season.
Asked for comment, though, Mike Vick did say.
Well, once again, why is it that nobody, this is the sixth annual Ravies. And whenever we tell somebody you want a rabies, they're like, "Well, what are you talking about?
What's a rabies?"
And then we got to explain it, and bada bing, bada boom, and whatever. Anyways, congratulations to Mike Vick. We wish him well, and hopefully he has turned a corner. Did you see the article that Peter King wrote on him and his visit
with Tony Dungy?
Yeah,
wow, Tony Dungy. That was fantastic.
Very, very
good
stuff.
Go on to SI.com, people. If you don't read Monday Morning Quarterback, I understand, because it's long. it takes you 45 minutes to read.
It does. It's an hour read.
It's a big old read. And if you have your computer read it to you, it's even longer.
Yes.
Computers don't read fast.
They don't. And they sound like robots.
They do sound like robots. We should do the whole show that way one time.
Comeback player of the year.
Or it could be like my phone, like my car GPS. Comeback player of the year is Mike Vick. It's like, where does that name?
Yeah, what?
Turn right on Estanciero. I'm like, why can't you have the same voice doing all the stuff?
Yes.
Why is the streets
are different? You downloaded the Yoda voice?
Yes, I have.
Have you tried
installed
it?
Installed it, I have. Like it, I do.
It's awesome. Oh, the commercial.
Turn to the right, you must.
No.
Turn away from the dark side. Jeff Ellisville for parties and bar mitzvahs.
Up ahead, turn right. Please,
up
just
ahead,
say.
Turn right, you must.
No. Up ahead, right, you must turn. And he's like, no. Right, up ahead, turn right. Up ahead, right, you must turn. It's like, no. And the guy's trying to do the voiceover. And Mike Vick, congratulations, Mike.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Well,
and then there's the Vader one.
And you know what, Vader? I find you a little disturbing when I'm in the middle of the Ravy show and you weren't invited.
Oh.
All right, there you go. There, see, that's how you deal with Vader.
Yeah,
you just tell
him
get out.
You just tell him what.
As long
what?
As you're not close enough for him to, you know, use the force to throw debris at you and stuff, you're good.
I found it.
What did you find?
So that's from Mike Vick. Congratulations.
All right, we're going to move right along.
One of my favorite categories: worst move of the year.
Yes.
It's the worst move of the year.
Where you make a bad move.
And the nominees for the worst move of the year: the Minnesota Vikings trading for wide receiver Randy Moss and subsequently releasing him 2 weeks later. The Denver Broncos.
Wait. Each of these gets a what? Because that's just too late.
The Minnesota. Okay. The Denver Broncos trading away Brandon Marshall prior to the start of the regular season.
What?
I think it needs to be a little bit louder. Let me do this one. Redskins trading for Donovan McNabb and then misusing him.
What?
Hey, why is what so low?
I don't know, but I've got mine turned up, and I want to do a double what. I want to start right after you. So you go first. Let's go, what?
Vincent Jackson's holdout from San Diego and getting little bling last year.
What?
See, he just gives it that body, that depth to it.
Albert Hainsworth.
We've already forgotten you, Albert.
Hainsworth.
We've already forgotten you.
And Mike Shanahan's public pissing match.
What?
And the winner of the worst move of the year
for the
2010-2011 season.
Click it.
The Vikings trading for wide receiver Randy Moss and subsequently releasing him 2 weeks later.
Congratulations. Now that's the drum roll. That wasn't the hand clap. There's the hand clap.
I know we should have done the drum roll and then the announcement and then the hand clap. That's how it goes.
What?
I got it. You haven't done it in a year. 173 votes, 54% of the votes there
for the Vikings.
Yeah,
well done.
They did it.
Brad Childress was contacted.
You know what? I'm gonna give you a fourth round draft pick from Randy Moss. Yeah, this is what we're gonna go and turn our season around. No, it was a fourth. We're gonna turn it around. It's gonna be great. We're gonna be good, and he's gonna be working with Brett Favre. Oh, Brett Favre's always wanted to play with him. It's gonna be great. The first game, they threw him a deep 60-yard touchdown pass. Wow, this is gonna be great. Yeah, we're gonna let you go.
We're moving in a different direction, Mr. Moss. And that direction doesn't include you.
Way to go, Minnesota Vikings. Congratulations.
Way to go, Randy Moss.
Nobody from the Minnesota Vikings front office even wanted
to return our call. Well, Brad Childress was supposed to drive out here to personally thank us for the award.
But instead, he decided to go and visit Brett Favre and tell him good riddance.
I keep ending up at Favre's house every time I get in my car.
Okay, and the third category to give out tonight, the biggest disappointment.
It's the biggest disappointment.
All right, I'll let you do these nominees.
Thank you. Well, thanks, because you want to start with throwing me under the bus, but that's good. I'll throw myself under the bus. Jeff Ellis's Houston Texans going 6-10.
Yeah, nice. What did you think they were going to be at the beginning? Oh, that's right. You were cheering for them this year.
They were my team.
So you would say the Jeff Ellis curse has returned?
I would say that when I pick a team, anything could happen.
Okay, but in 5 years, because this is the sixth season, you didn't pick a team the first year. So in 5 years, four have had horrible seasons, right, and one won the Super Bowl.
And in the last 10 years, how have your Dallas Cowboys done?
Why are you going there?
Because they're your team.
I'm talking about...
That you pick.
But
your team.
It's my team every year, so that's irrelevant.
Right.
You have chosen different franchises on five separate years in a row. Four of them had worse than losing record. I mean, they were horrible losing record.
I agree.
And one won the Super Bowl.
Tennessee, but were they sure things to make the playoffs, or were they teams that I thought might finally shake off underachieving ways? Yes, Tennessee had been 11-5.
Tennessee was,
they're coming
huge,
off 11-5 right, season, if I'm not mistaken.
And the Saints were coming off a playoff season as well when you took them.
Barely,
they had lost
barely
in the first round.
Yeah, they lost the first round. So
they got to the playoffs.
But Jacksonville, come on. I mean, taking Jacksonville was a reach.
That was probably the only reach. The year before that, you took Baltimore.
I took Baltimore.
Coming off of a playoff season, wow, and they tanked horribly.
They were horrible. Okay, I'm done. I quit.
So you're not picking a team next year?
No, I quit the show. This is crap I have to put up with for having a team do badly every year.
It's just what I'm just going. Do the next one. Keep reading.
Steve Miranda's Dallas Cowboys going 6-10 and no playoffs for them. The team that was destined to go to the Super Bowl and be the first team to host a Super Bowl in their own home stadium.
It doesn't say all that. So why you got to keep embellishing?
Because it's just
see
really
what
driving
I quit
the point home.
I'm not doing the show anymore. See what I got to put up with every show? Go ahead.
We both quit. There's no one to do the show. Except for the Owls. San Diego Chargers not making the playoffs despite having the number one offense and number one defense. How bizarre is that? Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, they were a disappointment.
Enough said there. Preseason anointed rookie of the year. I said it. Chargers running back Ryan Matthews finishing with less than 700 yards rushing. Yeesh. What I'd love to know is what LaDainian Tomlin's totals were.
I think they were actually higher.
I believe they were, too.
Yeah.
Yes, Ryan Matthews got injured and was injured for much of the season. But let me tell you, when we saw the Dallas Cowboys play the San Diego Chargers
in
live and in
game
person,
he looked phenomenal.
I have never seen someone run so low to the ground, have such explosiveness and such moves. I anointed him, and so did other people.
And the winner of Biggest Disappointment for 2010-2011 is...
It's got to be the Chargers. Tie.
It's a tie. Stevens, Dallas Cowboys going 6-10 and no playoffs, and the San Diego Chargers not making the playoffs, even with number one offense and the number one defense.
Oh.
Both each had identical votes, 122 each.
I thought you said that there was only 190-some people who voted.
Yes, but remember, dude, our votes... Single votes are 33%.
We don't want to give into the formula.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Right.
So you took the total, divided it by three.
Three.
And that's how many votes we get.
Yes.
I like that.
And it does it for, it does it already. So it just puts it in. So when you vote.
Automatic aggregation.
It, yes, that's right. And each time another vote comes in, it recalculates.
So if I voted twice, I could have just killed this thing.
Yes, that's true.
I screwed up.
But there was only one Jeff Ellis to vote. Had somebody else put Jeff Ellis, it really.
Let's say that again. Will you repeat that? What? There's only one Jeff Ellis.
That voted this year. Yeah.
Shut up. Just say the part I asked you to say.
I'm sorry.
Don't add on the rest. There's only one Jeff Ellis.
Yes. There
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that sounds great. I like that.
Actually, that's not true because I Googled Jeff Ellis the other day and I found.
No, there's a guy. He's like a harp player or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and
he's a musician famous. And he's made records and it really pisses me off.
There's a doctor, too.
There's Dang it! There's I'm third?
The doctor's like, no, you're, hold on. There's the harp player. There's a doctor. There's some mathematician that came up with some.
Okay, I forgot about the math guy. I forgot about the math guy.
Crazy.
So I'm fourth. Am I fourth?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on! Now, let's just be clear about how common a name Jeff Ellis is.
It's pretty common, apparently.
It is, because Ellis is an extremely common English surname.
Yes.
And Jeff is Jeff. I mean, come on.
Jeff is Jeff. So there you go. I didn't know how to do that with the tie.
Goes to the runner.
You know why it was tied? The fans voted exactly the same for each one of these.
And then I
voted for one, and you voted for the other.
You voted
and,
for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And I voted for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Well, and given your bias, I'd say the Chargers win. I'm not biased in favor of the Chargers.
It's a tie.
They got number one offense and defense.
It's a tie.
And you can't even win your division?
That was pretty
wild.
That
is one of the strangest things that has ever happened.
Nobody from either the Cowboys or the Chargers was available to accept this award.
So instead we have former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You're so soft.
The next
you lack
line.
Discipline.
There you go. You lack discipline.
Well, I've got news for you. You are mine now. You're not going to have your mommies run behind you anymore and wipe your little douches.
I think both of those teams need that speech before every game.
Okay, I've got to tell this story that is totally NFL related.
Okay.
Didi is really struggling at work. Okay?
Okay.
She's in over her head. She's got a massive project.
Uh-huh.
The massive deadline.
I was like, she's struggling? She never struggles.
She is struggling.
Okay.
And so I recorded for her off NFL Network. Ed Reed was on. No, Ray Lewis was on. Ray Lewis was on.
Okay.
And Ray Lewis sat down with Rich Eisen over in the little chairs where they do their interviews. And Ray Lewis was downright inspirational. So it's like she comes to bed.
They lift you up.
It's like 12:15 in the morning. Dee Dee finally comes to bed, which is pretty typical these days because she's working. And I said, before you go to bed, I got 3 minutes to play for you. And it was Ray Lewis. And it seriously pumped her up. She went to work the next day and just shook some people up and got some stuff done. And it was awesome. Ray Lewis, man.
There you go.
He's the best.
Well, you can't make apples out of oranges or peaches or whatever.
Oh, don't get it wrong, because I got it right here.
Yeah, well, let's just play it.
You can't make oranges be peaches. It's exactly what it is, and it doesn't change, and it will never change.
You can't
defense
make...
wins championships.
No,
defense.
I already proved
what
that
we're
that's
trying
not
to do,
true.
And where we're trying to go, we dominate today.
We dominate today.
Yeah, I already proved defense doesn't always win championships. Anyways, we're gonna move on in our next category. I really like this one. The best play of the year.
It's that big play of the year.
Oh, it's the best play of the year. All right, we're going to start with Kansas City Chiefs Tony Moeki's one-handed catch for a 20-yard touchdown.
That
was very nice.
If you guys don't remember
for
that.
For a big tight end, that was pretty impressive.
He sticks out one arm and just, I don't know what was on that hand.
The Jacksonville Jaguars Hail Mary batted ball in the end zone for a game-winning TD against the Houston Texans as time expired.
Mind you, the Texans would have been 7-9 had that not happened.
Vikings running back Adrian Peterson's 80-yard touchdown run against the Lions. It looked like eight people were going to tackle him on that play. And then the next thing, he scooches out one side and he's gone.
And as I like to point out to people, How many defenders are allowed on the field? The answer is 11. And 8 of them literally had their hands on him.
And he was gone. Nobody was catching him. Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson's walk-off punt return for a touchdown against the New York Giants. Basically, the touchdown that caused Coach Mike Tom Coughlin to come onto the middle of the field and look at his punter Dodge and is like, get the freak out of Dodge! Are you kidding me?
I told you to kick it out of bounds!
I tried, Coach. I really did. And then finally, the Lions wide receiver Stephon Logan's 105-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
That was brilliant.
First of all, when you start 5 yards back deep in the end zone,
take a knee.
Yeah, most people usually take a knee.
And now they're going to move it 5 yards
and
further.
My only thing is, if you're going to come out, you're that deep, you're going to come out, you better pass the 20.
You have to make the 20.
You better.
You have to.
Big better.
You will be on the 20-and-a-half-yard line,
you better
or you're
going to
get
20.
Chewed out. You probably should make it to the 22, because, seriously, you should have just stayed in there and not taken any chances.
But this guy takes it to the house.
Dude, I know where I'm going. I'm going the other end.
All right, so let's
now,
see,
wait, I
got to
come up with mine again. I say DeSean Jackson.
That was pretty easy. The winner for best play of the year is...
Yeah,
Eagles wide receiver DeSean Jackson's walk-off punt return for a touchdown against the New York Giants. 174 votes, 54%.
And with us joining us right now is DeSean Jackson.
DeSean, how does it feel to win this award?
I just can't believe they kicked the ball to me.
I can't believe they kicked the ball to you either, man. Wow, okay. Thank you. And Deshaun's just going to roll right on out of here with his award. He's still laughing. Hey, D, thanks for coming.
Oh, my God.
All right. DeSean Jackson there with the best play of the... Okay, we need to get him something to drink or something.
He's been drinking, actually. I saw him backstage in the green room. He was pounding it.
Yeah, we got beers in the green room?
Oh, we got more than beers, man. We got a bartender.
Nice. Now, you know what? I say we pause the show and we go take a shot of that $70 bottle of tequila we got over there.
I might ease my throat.
Yeah.
After that laughing thing I just did, my throat's a little raspy.
There you go. All right. Moving on. Thank you once again. You're listening to the 6th Annual Ravies with Jeff and Steven here of NFL Rants and Raves. And now the next category is
Look out
for next year.
These are things that will happen next year.
So you can. Look out for them.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers poised to repeat as Super Bowl champs.
I am still stunned at how young this team is and how injured they were. Look out.
A delayed start to the NFL season due to lockouts.
When I'm pushed into a corner, I predict we will miss 2 weeks.
Brett Favre retiring again.
That would be amazing.
The Indianapolis Colts struggle to post a winning record.
That could happen.
And the Detroit Lions finally have a winning season.
Well, a certain quarterback's going to have to stay healthy for more than 2 games at a time.
All right.
Matthew.
Look out for next year, Jeffrey. The winner is...
Packers.
A delayed start to the NFL season due to lockout.
Wait, where's
38% of the votes, 120 votes came in for that.
I swear I had the sound of the booing.
Yeah,
boo. Because that needs to be booed.
Boo.
I've got this, though.
Boo.
There's not even enough people left here in the stands for a good boo.
You know what? I just got to play this to all the players and all the owners.
Did I make it clear that your job is at stake?
Because I am not watching. If Steven Randall's not watching, there's a lot of people not going to be watching the NFL. I'm telling you.
Well, you're not going to be watching because there's nothing to watch.
There you go.
When they come back, you'll watch.
No.
Yes, you will.
I'm not watching. If I have to miss 1 week, because if I miss week one, that means they're messing with my birthday, man. They're messing with my birthday. And if they mess with my birthday, you think I'm going to be able to just take them back into my life?
Is the modern-day athlete a pale imitation of the great old warrior?
Yes.
No, I'm not going to be able to just take them back. If they mess with my birthday...
I was answering the rhetorical question. Is the modern-day athlete a pale imitation of the great old warriors? Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, they're a pale imitation of the great old warriors.
I didn't hear pale.
Is the modern imitation a pale imitation of the great old warriors?
See, I didn't hear pale. That's what I'm telling you.
Is the modern-day athlete a pale imitation of the great old warriors?
Is the pale. Yes. It's very low when he says that.
Pale, pale, pale.
Oh,
I gotta find
my
bow because I don't know what to do without my
all
bow.
All right, yeah. So let's. I don't even want to give applause to this or anything.
I wanted to boo it, but yeah, I can't find
boo
my
it.
Boo.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna do it for him. Boo.
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 By the way, in the NFL news, Stephen.
Yes.
They've the league has built in. This is sincere and this is real. Contingency plan to delay the beginning of the season by 2 weeks. I don't know if you heard this. Just came out tonight.
Nah.
So they will delay the beginning of the season for 2 weeks, and they will take the week off that they usually have, the extra week off.
For the Super Bowl.
Between the Super Bowl and the championship.
Yeah.
They will lose that week, and so then they'll move the Super Bowl 1 week, and boom, now we've accounted for the 2 weeks that we missed at the beginning of the season. They've already worked that into their plan, Stephen. That's what annoys me. The schedule, by the way, for those who have not heard, I sent an email to a listener who said, hey, Jeff, have you heard anything about London?
The
yes.
Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. And why a team's going back for a second
and
time?
The Tampa Bay
Buccaneers. The Pirates that don't do anything is going back. Now they're better. I don't know what to attribute that to. That's very strange.
Well,
they're popular. They've got a club.
You know that.
Well,
you
yeah, the ownership is invested.
There's some teams that are just never going to go, Jeff.
That's what this is indicating.
You just need to, and I'm sorry for all our UK listeners, you just got to face it. There's some teams not coming.
That seems to be the case, that their owners are saying, no way, no
yeah.
way.
There's some teams that just aren't going to, and they've got the power to do that. So, remember, Rich? I'm not going to actually just not say names, but remember we had a conversation with a certain director of PR for a certain team? He said, when you come to London, he just laughed
right.
at us.
That's right. It was like.
He just laughed at us like.
Check
never.
Your watch and look for hell to freeze over. And it'll be right around then.
And,
I
you know,
forgot about
I've had that.
That.
I've had that from two different teams. And those two, I guarantee you those two teams never come over.
Yeah, now the league would hate for those people to be on the record saying that.
Right.
Which is why we can't.
Yes.
This is not one of those situations where we say an anonymous source. This
yes.
is somebody who's just disclosed something.
We were in private.
It to be private, but it was a private function.
Yeah, it was a private function.
And there was an open bar. Let's just leave it at that. And we're not going to record Jerry
that's
Jones
right.
doing a drunk.
No,
remember that thing?
Yeah,
that was so lame. Poor form.
I'm gonna get him drunk. I'm just gonna keep it, and then I'm just gonna video
start
him saying,
asking him questions.
Yeah, he was in.
But put it this way: when you're at the Super Bowl, you're privy to a lot of conversations that you wouldn't otherwise be privy to.
One
let's
of the
on.
Most famous awards is coming up next,
it's
Jeffrey.
Legendary.
It's the person who should be taken out behind the barn.
Should take.
Take him out behind the barn and take him out. Just shoot him. All right, we're going to start with the nominees for person who should be taken out behind the barn. Giants punter Matt Dodge for kicking the Eagles' return man, Deshaun Jackson. Where's Deshaun's laugh again? Yeah, that was so contagious.
Deshaun, get back in here, bro. Get back in.
Get him out. Thanks, D. All right, D's take it off.
This is what it feels like to be really, really drunk.
Yeah.
Steven,
all right.
Steven, I'm being totally sincere.
Are you okay?
I got such a head rush from that last one.
Really?
That is what it feels like to be really, really drunk. You just, the whole room starts spinning around, and it gets dark, and you get hot, and you don't know where you are.
Whew. All right, next nominee, James Harrison. for his excessive hits and fines and him not willing to budge.
Well, he budged. He budged a lot of people.
Exactly. Albert Hainsworth for being, well, Albert Hainsworth. Albert Hainsworth.
That is going to become a phrase all of its own. Don't be so Albert Hainsworth. God, you're such an Albert Hainsworth.
Dude, why are you being like Hainsworth?
Oh, dude, that's so uncool. I mean, them's fighting words.
Bill Belichick for benching, for his benching of Wes Welker to start the AFC divisional game against the Jets.
I'm curious how many votes that got. Steven was really adamant about that
one. I was.
You were dude. Hot.
It cost them the game. It cost them the game.
You've said it before.
Josh McDaniels, just because it would make Denver fans happy.
Wow. And it would. It really would.
And the winner is Jeffrey.
Dodge, dodge, dodge. Ooh.
Albert Hainsworth for being,
55% of the vote.
Albert Hainsworth, 55% of the votes there. 176.
So we will be doing this twice because rule two of, if you've seen Zombieland, is double tap. And Albert Hainsworth is that big. So... And we'll reload. There you go. Remember, sure. Rule two, double tap.
Taken out behind the barn.
Make sure
and
he's
shot.
Really dead.
You know what? He should be taken out behind the barn and shot just for that one play against the Eagles where Mike Vick's running around the pocket. He gets blocked and he falls down.
Yeah.
And literally, he stays on the ground for a good 6 seconds while Vick continues to scramble around. And then he throws the ball away, and he didn't even try to get up. He didn't even try to get up on that
play. He didn't even try and do the little boy in Christmas Story.
Yeah.
I can't get up. I can't get up.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't even try.
He didn't even squirt me. He didn't even try to come up to a knee. He just laid on the floor.
That's pathetic.
And that was
pathetic.
That one was like, yeah, you should get taken out for that. There you go. So, of course, Albert, he said some nastiness to us when we told him what award he was winning.
Yeah, well, we actually have the quote.
Yeah. There you go. yeah, well, man, those sensors are on tonight. They really are.
They really are. They're good.
Yeah. What did Albert say again? All right, that was Albert Hainsworth. He should be taken out behind the barn. Very impressive there. Moving on to our next award, Jeffrey. Most likely to live under a bridge, another Rants and Raves classic.
Now, for newer listeners, we need to explain what this category is all about.
Okay, explain.
Well, it's simply this. It's just that there's certain people that, for better or for worse, have hobo-ish qualities about them.
Hobo-ish qualities?
And it was originally done, I don't remember who the first winner was of this award. Do you remember, Steven?
The first winner was Jake Plummer. And freakishly enough, after he won this award, he chose to retire from the NFL. And he didn't actually go live under a bridge, but we do know that he is now playing squash or handball or something like that.
In Mexico.
And he's very good at it.
In
yes.
Mexico,
somewhere.
Though.
Yeah.
And he's living in an RV in Cabo. Why not?
Because I have to. Well, our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, rumors. Here
yeah,
we go.
It's not true.
So our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
As a matter of fact, that first year, the first annual Ravies, when we gave this award to Jake Plummer, we just gave it to him. There was no other nominees.
Contest.
Yeah, we just, I mean, it was just
well,
given to him.
He'd grown a beard that was just
yeah,
huge.
And he looked like a homeless bagman.
Looked like a transient.
Looked like he was going to live under a bridge.
And didn't he get pulled over for something? He was driving, seriously, he was like driving his sister's car, and it was like a Datsun.
Yeah.
710.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that?
That's right.
It's really weird. It was like, dude, what are you doing in a 1971 hatchback? Dude, you're an NFL player.
Jake Plummer. Anyway, so this year's most likely to live under a bridge, the nominees are...
Many of these men have beards, coincidentally.
Carson Palmer, who is already selling his home in the Cincinnati area. Brett Kiesel, and this is prior to him shaving the beard, because he's shaved the beard now.
Yes, he has.
He looks human.
The beard again. That had a beard.
according to Sam Farmer. And then a shared award for Randy Moss, Braylon Edwards, and Ed Reed for their terrible beards.
Those three guys,
they had just, their beards were just awful.
I've seen women with better beards. Okay, guys, if you can't grow a beard, don't. You know, Jordan had a deal. You remember Jordan's beard? It was March.
It was March.
And it was Mustache March.
Yes.
And at his school, if you want to contribute $5 to a charity, you are permitted to grow facial hair.
Okay.
His school has a strict dress code.
Yes.
And so a lot of the guys put in $5, and he was able to grow a tiny, I don't even know what you would call it.
Peach fuzz?
No. He shaves. I mean, he's got real facial hair.
Yeah.
It just grows very slowly. But just the bottom of the chin.
Yeah. Fu Manchu?
No, because that's the mustache goes down.
Right.
It's just the bottom of the chin. That was what came in best.
So he shaved everything,
a half goat.
Yeah, a half
literally goat. Literally a goat. I mean, because that's all a goat
has.
It's
just
a
little thing.
Chin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So he had little chin whiskers. And
I just shaved the goat yesterday, by the way.
And I'm just starting to grow mine back because I think we're supposed to do TV in New York for the draft.
Wow, I'm TV. Let's do it.
Pack TV New York, Stephen.
Bring
it. 31st Street.
Bring it.
Back to you. Got to heal.
I got a contract down here that I need to sign.
Oh, you do. And I need to take the big box with me.
Yes, get that thing out of my house.
We're gonna restore order in the universe.
Yes,
I swear.
Thank you.
Well, this is what happens when we don't do shows.
I know exactly. So the winner to most likely live under the bridge is Carson.
Congratulations,
Palmer,
Carson.
Who is already selling his Cincinnati area home. You think he's really going to retire? Do you think he's done?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's like, Cincinnati, trade me or I'm done. They're not going to trade him, so he's going to just say, I'm out.
I haven't heard one individual who knows Carson well say differently.
Wow.
Every single person to a man.
Just so you know that this was a very close vote, the trio of Braylon Edwards, Randy Moss, and Ed Reed got 138 votes, just 10 shy.
Wow.
10 shy. But Carson Palmer, 46% of the votes just for him alone, and he deserves it. So Carson, once again, he's like, what is a Ravy? When we asked him to come, because we were going to give him an award. He liked
the idea of coming out to California. He liked that a lot.
Yes, he loves California. He loves Southern California. But he wasn't quite sure about the whole red carpet thing, and his PR person actually told him no. Just say no. So we're going to move on. And here comes the more well-known category.
More established.
And this is Coach of the Year.
This is that.
The best coach of the year. All right, Jeffrey, give me the nominees, baby.
Mikey Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wait, what's his name again?
Mikey Tomlin.
No, don't ever call him Mikey ever again. As a matter of fact, if you called him Mikey to his face, he might punch you.
I would never do that in the same area code. But I was going to go through. We have a run on Mikes this year.
Okay.
We have Mikey McCarthy of the Green Bay Packers. We have Mikey Smith, who you may remember from the Super Bowl being on NFL Rants and Raves.
Who was so honest. I still love him. He was so honest. Kevin comes back like, I didn't make that kick,
boys. I missed the kick with the finger football. I missed. Raheem Morris, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Todd Haley, the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a great slate of nominees.
It is a great slate
of
nominees.
Each one of these guys is deserving.
Each one could win. And let's just get to the winner, Jeffrey.
I'm so excited.
The winner is...
Click it. Raheem Morris, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
142 votes, 44% of the votes for Raheem.
Wow. You know, taking this team to 10-6 is amazing.
Especially a year after he basically said, you know, they were the Pirates who don't do anything.
They were.
East Coast.
Yes.
And he had said, remember that he had a peewee team? He compared his team to. And last, they played hard. They were in every game.
And then what did he say last year? We're the best team in the NFL.
And I believed him for a little while.
And they were playing like it. I mean, they were terrific.
Well, they wound up 10-6. They were eliminated from playoff contention due to a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
they took it to the wire. Now, check this, Steven. This AFC South stat came to me and freaked me out.
Okay, freak you out.
Imagine if you are the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers.
Wow, they're really bad. But it's nothing would be finer than to be in Carolina for a Panthers football game.
I know of a few things that would be finer than that. But.
Yeah, pretty much anything. So check this. This all comes back to the will Carolina for sure take a quarterback with the number one pick in the draft?
They better.
Well, and that's the thing. Check out what they got to go up against in the AFC South. Guy named Peyton Manning. Guy named...
They're not in the AFC South, my friend.
NFC South?
NFC South.
Sorry, NFC South. You got...
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Peyton Manning.
No, there's no Peyton Manning in the AFC. He's in the AFC. Why do you want to keep saying Peyton Manning?
I'm trying to get the list right.
Atlanta.
Division. Okay.
Matty Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. Raheem.
And Josh Freeman.
Josh Morgan.
Yes, Josh Morgan, that guy that's, isn't he the captain?
Captain Morgan? No, he's not. Remember seeing him at the Super Bowl? That was so bizarre.
He was chasing
him down the street. The stories that we have.
He was a pirate. I mean, it was like this pirate. He comes out, I'm like, what? And it's the Captain Morgan guy.
Steven, please leave me with the audio files from that were left out of the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because I so want to get them to people because they were so much fun. The editing room floor... It has a ton of great info.
Yes.
And really amusing things, including the visit by Captain Morgan. So this is the big surprise category coming up next. It was just all to say Carolina's in a world of hurt.
They are.
Their division has gotten so good.
There's some good teams in that division.
And they've been left behind, man.
But you know what? It's also the division that over the last several years going from the bottom and moving up to the top.
That ain't happening anymore.
I might.
Oh, Carolina is going to suddenly show up in the playoffs. No chance in
Hades.
They're
a quarterback. They take a Blaine Gabbert, and he comes out there, and he gets ready to play, and he plays as well as Ryan played his rookie season or Flacco played his rookie season.
There ain't no Flacco or Ryan in this year's draft.
I tell you what, Gabbert is better than those guys. He is better than his. He is the best quarterback.
Well, then you best get on the phone with the ownership of the Carolina Panthers.
If they don't take they're smoking something that they probably should give me some. Their scouting department hasn't said, we need a quarterback, and if you want
Steven,
a quarterback,
how many
this is the quarterback that you
heard,
need to take.
How many times have you heard that Cam Newton is the default number one pick to Carolina? How many times have you heard
I,
that?
I
Answer
don't.
Me. Answer
none
me!
Of, none of them are
Answer
related.
Me.
Actually, right now, like right now, it's been a mixed bag. It's been 50-50. It's been 50% Blaine Gabbert, 50% Cam Newton.
Steven, how much NFL Network have you watched lately?
And the 50% Cam Newton, I've watched a fair deal.
How much ESPN? How much Sirius NFL Radio? Well, I live in that crap. And seriously, it is 75-25. It's 75 Cam Newton or defense.
Trust me, over the last 3 weeks, I have seen a lot of draft information come at me. It's 50-50 right now.
Okay. Well, I hope so, because I don't know that Cam Newton is more than a stage show. I don't know.
I'm not sold on Cam.
I'm not either. I'm not sold on any of these guys, frankly. I think they're all going to end up being guys that just bounce around the league.
I think Gabbert's pretty good. Just from what I saw of the combine, the kid's got talent.
Yeah.
Kid has got
next
some
year?
Talent.
Next year, Steven?
Yes.
We'll be combine? Talking about game film that we've looked at.
There you go. Well,
I want access.
Let's get to it. We've got a lot of categories, so we got to start moving.
Do we really? Okay,
we've got to start
moving. We are moving.
Biggest surprise, and this year's biggest surprise nominees, Mike Vick getting the starting nod over Kevin Cobb after just one game and performing well.
We were at that game, I think.
We were not. We were in New York for that game. Remember, we were at that. We were having that steak. Oh, that steak.
Dude. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, we were. So after the Giants game, we went to this place and they had the we were sitting right there eating the steak and they had the big and then we were, you know, people were like, wow, you guys know your football.
Kinda.
We try to, so sometimes
it's so funny. We don't have time for the stories.
Yeah, we don't. Steelers overcoming the loss of Big Ben in the first 4 weeks and still making the Super Bowl.
It's a miracle.
Colts going one and done in the playoffs.
Again. And not to the Chargers
not again.
This time.
Chargers failing to make the playoffs even though they led the league in offense and defense.
Boy, they got traction with that.
And the Seattle Seahawks winning the NFC West with a losing record.
Ugh, I know what I picked.
The winner. Biggest surprise is...
Wow.
The Steelers overcoming the loss of Big Ben in the first 4 weeks. And still making the Super Bowl.
This was a very close one, though.
Yes, the Steelers got 99 votes, 31%. Mike Vick was close with 90 votes. That was pretty close.
And none of those are my pick.
No, yours made the other one pop up to like 78, something
probably.
Like that.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The next one was the Seattle Seahawks winning.
I'm not going to get over that. That's going to be my thing. Get stuck in my crawl.
It is stuck in your crawl. Well, but we're going to move right along before we get into Jeffy's crawl.
Yeah, please.
To the Rookie of the Year.
The Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Now, this was a very tightly contested category.
All right.
And the nominees are Jeffrey.
And Ndamukong Suh, defensive tackle for the Detroit.
Kitty cats.
Mike Williams, wide receiver, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not the Seattle Seahawks one. Mr. Dez Bryant, before he went a little wacko in the offseason, wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Samuel Bradford, quarterback, St. Louis Cardinals, and Dexter McCluster, running back, Kansas City Chiefs. What a fantastic
rookie
class.
Those are some great rookies right there.
Those are guys you build franchises around.
All right, and the rookie of the year goes to...
Sam Bradford,
quarterback, St. Louis Rams. Now, check out how close this was.
I've got to be honest with everybody.
Sam Bradford.
I may have single-handedly handed it to Sam.
I think you did.
Because I picked him, and he only got 38% of the votes.
Sam Bradford had 121 votes,
so
38%.
The fact is, most Rants and Raves listeners
chose Ndamukong Suh, who had 119 votes.
Now, who got your vote?
I was partial to Dez.
Okay.
Only because he missed 6 games, and had he not fallen to injury, I think his numbers would have surpassed anything.
And maybe he would have been less stupid this offseason.
Yeah, that too.
God,
but after you get injured, and then you have to sit out and be away from your team for 6 weeks. Yeah, so that's where I gave him some love.
Okay.
But Sam Bradford, and actually, had I really done this right, it would have been Ndamukong Suh.
Okay,
Suh was a force.
Well, then I'm gonna concede that he...
You can't concede. The winner is Sam Bradford. The votes have been tabulated by Ernst and Young and what are those people?
Smith and Wesson.
There's no Smith and Wesson and the Ernst and Young.
Oh, yeah, they make guns.
Yes.
Cooper's, Librand, Smith
there
and Wesson.
There you, Cooper's, Librand. They're the people. Smith
Price
and
Waterhouse.
Why do you call him Price Waterhouse? Which one is it?
Price Water. They've all merged.
It's Price Water. They're all the same.
All these accounting firms have changed names.
Sam Bradford, quarterback of the St. Louis Rams. Congratulations. Now,
he's
cool. Sam just like he did at the Super Bowl.
He thought this was a league-sanctioned event, and he
and
was
he said
doing,
no.
He couldn't.
And just like he kind of blew past us on Radio Row.
He didn't. Nobody blew by me like Mark Sanchez, and trust me.
Yeah, Sanchez.
I'm going to take that personal.
Yeah, well, you know what? You should have started singing the Mission Viejo High School Start Fight song.
I think he might have punched me.
You should have gone Mission Viejo High.
We've had an assault at the Sheraton in Dallas.
And go all the way.
Where
hey.
A reporter for Sky Sports News was punched in the face by Mark Sanchez
for singing his alma mater.
High school alma mater.
You think he would have punched you for singing? I mean, he would have been like, "How do you know?"
So intense.
How do you know the fight song?
He looked so angry.
He didn't want to be there. Come on,
I know he didn't want to be there. That was very clear the way he didn't talk to us.
His team should have been in the Super Bowl.
Maybe that's what was stuck in his craw. I don't know what it was, but anyways, congratulations, Sam Bradford. Next category is
Defensive Player of the Year.
Please don't get defensive. We're talking football players. Don't get defensive. It's just football players.
All right. The nominees are Tamba Holly, linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs. Ed Reed, defensive back for the Baltimore Ravens. Jared Mayo, linebacker of the New England Patriots. Clay Matthews, linebacker of the Green Bay Packers. And Troy Polamalu.
Steven's favorite name to say.
Safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeffrey, care to venture a guess?
I say Polamalu can't win it because he didn't play enough games. It's Tamba Holly or Clay Matthews. It's got to be.
The winner is...
Clay! Woohoo!
Clay
a
Matthews.
Landslide!
198 votes.
And votes. And votes.
64% of the... He destroyed the competition. It was not even close.
Clay.
It was not even close.
Mama calling Clay. Daddy
Mama
calling
Clay.
Clay.
I'm going to call him Clay.
I'm going to call him Clay.
I'm going to call him Clay. Now, it's Clay Matthews. It's the third now,
yeah,
right?
He's the third.
He is the third. He is no longer junior.
And I seriously, of all the people we met at the Super Bowl, I thought he was one of the most dignified. He carried himself.
It was just because of the hair. You wanted to touch his hair.
Had nothing
you
to do
wanted
with the hair.
To touch his hair, and you wished you had hair like him. Just
the only
be honest.
Hair I would fondle would be Polamalu's.
You wanted his hair.
Why? I've got hair. I got no issue.
Not like his.
No, it's not blonde.
Not like his.
Kara did a little dance. Did you see Kara's Facebook post this morning?
I did not.
The sun is out. My hair is returning to blonde. Yay.
I see. She likes blonde hair?
She prefers...
What is her hair normally?
Well, it is blonde, but when in the wintertime, when the sun goes away, it gets brownish, sandy brown, sandy blonde.
Oh, I see.
So now it's going back to pure
to
blonde
pure
because
blonde.
The sun's out. And she's very happy about that.
So what? So the sun radiates her hair to make it
most
blonde?
Most people who have lighter hair
yes.
are aware that the sun bleaches your hair. My hair turns reddish. I get more auburn instead of brown hair in the sun.
Very interesting.
Yeah, hair can change.
I colors. Did not know that yeah. sun changed hair color.
Yep.
All right, moving right along. And, of course, you have to follow the defensive player of the year with...
Duh.
Offensive player of the year.
Please don't be offended.
These are the best offensive players.
Really good.
All right, the nominee is Jeffrey. Why don't you give him to us?
Tom Brady, quarterback, New England Patriots. He's also known as the crybaby, taking 200th in the 2000 draft.
Oh, wow. You went there?
I went there.
With the
why,
crybaby?
Why not?
Come on, we're trying to
It was a sweet story.
We're trying to,
Back
you know,
up our hatred?
Yeah, well, nah,
Patriot I mean, hatred? You never had any.
I never
you
had
never
hatred.
Had
no.
any.
But, you know, people think that, and we want to get away
I
from
I actually
that.
Thought it was very sweet and touching. I did not cry, but I thought it was very sweet and touching.
Yes.
I didn't want to make fun of it. It didn't occur to me to ridicule him until
I'm
going to
be honest.
Day.
I didn't see it, but I did hear that.
You got to see it.
He started crying because.
It's in context.
Yeah, you don't cry. There's
it
no
is
crying
a lengthy.
There's no crying in football.
What about in interviews where they're talking about your personal
There's
life?
There's no crying.
The hardest time of your life 11
football.
Years ago. The dumbest thing he says is, I could have turned out to be an insurance salesman. Ooh, things you shouldn't have said. So you're saying that, thank God, I'm not an American who has a real job. Thank God, because I would die. Because, Tom, that is kind of how you're perceived
yeah.
as a guy that would die if he had a real job. So, Tom Brady, quarterback, New England. It was a nice interview. ESPN.com.
He
Go
cried.
And check it out.
You
it
called
was,
him a crybaby.
But so did his dad. It was very
you called
sweet.
Called him a crybaby.
It was very sweet. I'm saying that after the fact. In the moment, I thought it was really sweet.
Yeah, he was crybaby.
Roddy Wright. Wide receiver, Atlanta Falcons, love Roddy. Arian Foster, running back, Houston. Where would they have been without Arian Foster? Phillip Rivers, quarterback, San Diego Superchargers.
Arian
Don't
Foster, by the way,
bad.
Single-handedly won me a lot of fantasy
A lot
football.
Of fantasy teams won by that guy. Aaron Rodgers, Super Bowl winning quarterback, MVP, Green Bay freaking Packers.
Now, I think next year we have to have the Ravies vote before the Super Bowl because I believe.
You think it skewed it?
That there was some
so
skewed
you're saying Phillip
voting.
Rivers didn't win?
No.
Huh. Was there any other? Is there a proportion of teams that made the playoffs and did all right in the numbering? I'm just wondering if there's a mathematical correlation.
Well, let's find out who won first, shall we?
Well, you're telling me it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Bang. 44%. That's 34% not a landslide.
44% of the vote. You know why it was not a landslide?
Because you and because I didn't vote for him?
No, you voted for him.
Well, I thought he had the best.
So that actually goes. See, that's with your vote.
That's only 11% of the listeners.
Yeah.
So who really should have won?
Well, my vote went to Philip Rivers, and there were a lot of listeners voted there.
That's good. That's smart. Look, yeah. He led the offense.
Yeah, he was pretty impressive.
Them not making the playoffs, that ain't on Philip.
Yeah. I kind of blame on you a little bit because you skewed the number. You shouldn't have voted for Aaron Rodgers.
Look, there's only
You should have voted for Aaron Rodgers.
Steven?
What?
There's only one Jeff Ellis.
But I would have been okay had you voted for Aaron Rodgers for NFL MVP. I would have given you that, but not for Offensive Player of the Year.
I think he...
Offensive Player of the Year is more numbers. NFL means... Okay. Because when Aaron Rodgers went down, the Green Bay Packers were not the same football team.
You're right.
And that's what NFL MVP encapsulates.
You're right.
Offensive Player of the Year is numbers. The offense was on fire because of this person.
You're right.
The Houston Texans offense was on fire because of Aaron Foster. San Diego Chargers, it was all about Philip Rivers.
Tom Brady
to people. Yeah, Tom Brady had a huge season.
He had his best season ever.
Philip Rivers threw to, 18 different wide receivers throughout the season?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
He even threw it to a defensive guy in that one play. Remember that? That one little play where they had him in as an eligible lineman. Oh, my gosh.
It was pretty crazy. But anyways, Aaron Rodgers gets the win here.
Misunderstanding the category.
139 votes, 44% of the vote, thanks to Jeffrey. You just love him. You want Aaron Rodgers.
No, I think he's amazing. I love him.
All right, here we go to a couple fun listeners before we get to the big one, which is the NFL MVP. And we'll start with the best show listener.
These are people we love.
Yes, we do. We're going to go with this is turning out to become the Susan Lucci of the Rabies. Listener Sharon, who has been nominated.
You guys don't know her. She's so cool.
Listener Sharon's been nominated many times, but has yet to win.
Nobody has given us more cash than Listener Sharon. Yes. Nobody!
Because she has always been the first. From the very beginning,
Sharon has always been
very generous. He has always been a big supporter of the show.
She's an Angelino.
We appreciate
so many reasons.
We still have to have an Angelino get together so people from the LA area can come and hang out with us.
Down at LA Live, man.
Doc Rob also for being there for us and his spontaneous Vegas wagers.
Look, if you want to know the way to a man's heart,
place a wager for him in Vegas
or buy him lunch. There's nothing makes a guy happier.
All right. Listener Ed, for always doing our fact-checking after each show and being so encouraging.
He's got our back.
Officer Chris, the ever-stealth fan who's always there for us on our trips to London and is representing London's finest.
For keeping the cops off our ass.
off Jeff's. And Mike the Cabbie, just for being Mike the Cabbie.
Enough said.
All right. And the best show listener this year goes to
Click it. Officer Chris!
Officer Chris, ever stealth fan who's always there for us on our trips to London, representing London's finest. This was a very close vote. It was 8 votes, Jeffrey, separated.
Wow.
Officer Chris. And we could say it was second place. Ed was came close with 102.
Oh, now Ed's going to be pissed. It's one thing to say, I was nominated. That was cool.
I got close.
I almost won.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny, though. I tell Sharon, it's funny, because Sharon was like, wow. She's like, I feel so special. She sent an email after the nominations went out, we sent to the show donors. She's like, I feel so special. I was like, I've been nominated so many times. She's like, I just never win. And so I texted her back. I'm like, so you're becoming the Susan Lucci of the Rabies.
And Susan Lucci, for our international fans, she's a soap opera star who was nominated for an Emmy Award.
17 years in a row, and she never won.
And she ended up winning.
And
eventually.
She finally won on the 18th try.
This is ridiculous.
So maybe it's going to take 18 years, Sharon. We don't know.
We hope not.
We hope not.
Because we would really like to not be in these chairs in this
seat. Well, you know what? Maybe next year, if we gang up with that vote there, then pretty much regardless
maybe
what our listeners
Sharon
do.
Maybe Sharon could get us an air-conditioned room in her house for a studio.
Dude! You're like asking for
give her the award.
What, are you not getting enough air? Is that what you're saying?
I'm so hot.
Whatever.
There's no ice in my iced tea. It's all melted.
Let's move on to the second, to the last category, the best show episode.
It's the best episode.
Best show of season six. Best show of season six. Nominees were episode 6.54, Super Bowl 45 preview part two, with Adam Sandler closing the show.
God, I still look at that video and I just like, wow, did that really happen?
Episode 6.52B, the Super Bowl 45 preview from Radio Row, with Marissa Miller, Nastya Lukin, and others.
You know, Nastya was actually prettier than Marissa Miller up close.
I disagree. But there you go.
Oh, that's just me.
Episode 6.36, the Week 12 preview show, where Nippernap fills in for Jeff during Thanksgiving week.
If Jeff takes a week off, it's the best show ever.
Episode 6.27, Week 4 preview. Guys are joined by NFL demigod Rich Eisen.
Love Rich.
And episode 6.44, the Week 16 recap show, with Steven in Texas, Jeff is joined by childhood buddy Bender. I could say the same thing.
Yeah,
Steven
you could,
takes
but I just
the show
feel like
off.
I feel like that nomination was possibly just to balance out the other one.
Really?
Really, because I don't think it was that good a show.
You did all the nominations.
I compiled them. And,
right.
And you had some input. Did you not?
I guess I did.
Okay, thank you very much.
I don't remember where I was during that time. Anyways.
It's a dark period in my
life. Let's see who the best show is this year. Will it be Adam Sandler? Will it be the hot chick, Marissa Miller? Nipper filling in?
Hot chick.
NFL demigod Rich Eisen? Or Bender joining Jeff? Here we go, Jeffrey. The winner is... Any idea, by the way?
No idea, actually.
None? Really?
I know it's not Bender.
Episode 6.54, the Super Bowl 45 preview show part two, with Adam Sandler closing the show.
And that number 33% is quite conspicuous.
What do you mean conspicuous?
Well, we get a third of the vote.
Yeah?
That's 33%.
Yeah?
So definitionally there should be a tie.
Well, no, because the other are spread out between four other.
I only voted for one.
That's right, and I only voted for one.
Okay.
But the other 33% from all of the listeners are spread out between the five nominees.
But if you and I agreed with any one listener...
But
that
we
would
did
make...
not agree.
But then there would be a tie, because we would have two 33%. Or the listeners...
Okay, so maybe it's 33.5%, should be 34%.
So it was really close. Nah,
it was close.
Okay.
And I'll show you those numbers afterwards.
Sure.
But it was close. It was actually the Rich Eisen show was second with
was
like 101 vote or 102 votes, something like that.
There you go.
Rich Eisen show was good.
I don't even know which one I picked. I have no
Rich
idea.
Eisen show was good. You picked the Rich don't Eisen. No, actually, you picked the winner.
Oh, bully for me.
You picked the winner. Yes, I picked the demigod show, and then a lot of the fans picked the demigod show.
Then that one should have had more.
But it didn't. Because a lot of them were spread out
we'll,
toward the
we'll
others.
We'll work on this later, and if there's we any will. Corrections to be made, we'll make those officially known.
You know
too.
What? Now I got. See, now you're going to make me bring up the spreadsheet, because now I got to know. Now I got to know.
Okay, well, let me tell you this. I'm going to go through the highlights of the show. So we've had a lot of awards.
Okay, so 105, 97 for Rich Eisen. 89 for the Nipper Nap fills in for Jeff.
See, people liked having Nipper, and I don't blame them.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that
and
those...
How many, the Bender one, how many?
11.
See, that was the last. I told you that was a compensation thing to try and not
and
hurt 22 feelings.
And 22 was the Marissa Miller. So only 22 people like the hot supermodel chick and the hot
it's
gymnast.
It's a visual.
Well, we had video. Oh, we never put it up.
No,
damn,
we haven't edited that. We've
I'm
been
so
busy.
Bad. I have been. But we got to get that stuff up because that stuff is gold.
I know it is.
I've made this little quick compilation of everybody kicking the field goals, just kind of like, boo, boo,
I
miss
seen
you.
It.
No, you haven't.
We're going to start with lunch.
Yes.
Next week.
Lunch.
And then Fat Boy runs.
Man, so that was close. There were three that were up there really, really close.
That's what I would have thought.
There you go. All right.
Now, there you go.
Final category coming up, Jeffrey. Are you ready for it? Because this is the final category. This is the final piece of the final show of season 6.
Next time you hear from us will be season 7.
Will it?
Well, you said it's the last one.
Well, it is.
What are we going to call 6.5 at the draft? 6.75?
Maybe. Anyways, so here we are, the final category. This is big.
This is really big. My nipples are so hard.
NFL MVP, the guy who meant most to his team, and the nominees, Jeffrey, are... Go ahead, give me the nominee.
Hey! Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Fox, Philip Rivers, Aaron Rodgers.
This looks awfully familiar, doesn't it?
Yeah. Looks like our offensive list.
But it's not. Peyton Manning wasn't on the offensive list.
Well, that's because Peyton didn't offensively do that much this year.
But he's still very important to this team.
Dude, that team's nothing. Nothing.
And that's why he's
Who's
on this
backup?
List.
I forget the... Sorgi.
No, Sorgi went to the Giants.
Dang it.
Painter.
Oh, Curtis Painter. That's right.
You can't paint with a painter.
You can't win with a painter. That's
there
for sure.
You go. The nominees for NFL MVP, guy who meant most to his team, Peyton Manning, quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. This is quarterback heavy.
It is.
Tom Brady, quarterback for the New England Patriots.
But there's no heavy quarterbacks in this list.
Arian Foster, running back for the Houston Texans.
Philip Rivers, quarterback, San Diego Superchargers.
And Aaron Rodgers, quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
And ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for and sitting idly by for the last 2 hours.
NFL MVP. Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, Green Bay Packers with 166 votes, 52% tile.
Yay.
52 percentile.
Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. Again, he
yeah,
thought this
is,
was
is
an
that
official
the first time that
a
player has won twice? He's won 2 awards?
Definitely. Maybe. Possibly.
You all should have seen Jeff's face. Yeah, but maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea. I live in the moment.
No idea. Jeffrey's just about now.
The
he doesn't care
Carolina
about yesterday,
Panthers
and he doesn't care
clock.
Where he's going tomorrow.
Oh, I care that I'm going to New York City.
Yeah. Hello. So are you going to go without me if the doctor says I can't fly?
Well, we have a lot of non-refundable things that have gone into this. It
yeah.
Seem really
why do we
to.
Always do non-refundable stuff?
Because it's cheaper.
I see.
We're doing everything on the cheap, Steven. Remember that.
All right. Well, that just so happens. Remember, a doctor might say, I am not allowed to get on a plane.
And that would make me very, very sad.
That does it, Jeffrey. That concludes Season 6, the 6th Annual Ravies Award. Season 6 is in the books.
I've just got this to say. I am sad as well, and I feel like that... We have, by allowing things to stretch out a little bit here at the end, I feel like I've kind of lost contact with our listeners a little bit.
You lost contact with them?
Because I haven't been on Facebook, commenting on anything, haven't
I've
been on Twitter
least,
or anything
you
like
know,
that.
Looked at what they
I
posted.
I haven't. And so I want to say, you know. I
Shame
wish
on you.
I wish I could have finished with a bigger bang. And stayed closer. So feel free to email. I always say don't email, and that's just nonsense. I'm cool with that because it's been quiet.
It has been
the
quiet.
The inbox
well,
has
it
been
hasn't
quiet.
Been, hasn't been much to talk about.
And you know who's to blame for that? the players and the owners.
Yeah, they really got me down.
They're bumming us out. They're bumming us
bumming.
Out.
So if you send me your digital signature.
Wait, here comes the football. Here comes the football.
Me too.
So, if you send me your digital signature,
yeah,
I will put it right here in the grape area.
Yeah,
I'll put mine right below.
Right,
and we'll create a nice little executable file that we'll send to the show donors. And when they double click it,
everyone knows you never double click on an executable file that you get in an email.
Well, it's not going to come through as an EXE.
Okay, make sure it's a PDF because those are dangerous.
And by the way, if it comes from Steven and Jeff. Don't ever click on an executable. Jeff sends viruses all the time.
I have been remarkably healthy through this whole thing.
You have, actually.
I don't know why. Everyone around me has got the bronchial. Kid on Jordan's team, I can hear him cough from left field. Yeah.
Well, you don't have a hole in your head, and the hole in my head is saying it's time for bed.
It's time for bed? Oh, bed. Yes. When you said bad, I'm like, wow, it's really time for bad? That's bad.
Because he's bad. He's bad. He knows it. So I that's all the time we have. I think we're going to finish like this.
Who can it be now?
Week.
Who can it be now?
I don't know who's coming.
Now? Who can it be now?
What?
You know you make me feel so good inside.
Yes. MJ, baby.
But that's it? I mean, if you're going to give it to me, you're going to...
Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana, here at the Copacabana.
Everybody!
Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa.
And that concludes,
they fell in love.
Thank God, the 6th annual Rabies.
Seven. Why are you still listening? It's over.
That's right. Good night. This has been Stephen Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis. Thank you
signing
so
off
much for
the
listening.
6th annual Ravies of NFL Rants and Raves. Good night.
Nighty night.